would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is mental health, and today's topic is taking the psych out of psychic. And I know that our news was, sounds like some people need some healing today. So let's just take a nice deep breath and send love and light out to England, out to all of those affected by this tragedy. And just calling in all of the angels, all of the masters of light, all of the spiritual beings that you work with. And just asking that their light, their love, their peace be spread upon our whole planet, but most specifically this morning, England. And just rising up into that beautiful vibration of love, of healing. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I teach online spiritual classes at experts.omtimes.com. You can find me over at JulieGeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to our Facebook Live tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. And I am also teaching a beautiful meditation class that will be coming up here on Thursday morning at, again, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a moment to begin our channeling today. So I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath. And relax as I go ahead and ring the tincture bells here. To clear out any lower energies, any negative vibrations.
Okay, well, clearly Julie's dropped. She's gone too long, so at first I thought she was just settling into Metatron. So I'm just going to assume that she will be back.
Julie dropped.
Okay, I'm going to assume that she's going to be back on in a second, so she'll probably call back. So we're just going to kind of wing this right now. It's interesting. Whenever a major tragedy like the one that happened in Manchester occurred, I think we're all in a little bit of a subdued state. I know I'm personally feeling it myself this morning, also because I'm in England so very often. I feel like a special tie to the British right now. So I'm very, very pleased that Julie started off doing the little meditation that she did with us to just kind of breathe through it. And the one thing that I would like to add to that, if you could just picture throughout the day sending your love and light to the people of England as they're experiencing this. I know they said something, and I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want to wreck the mood of her own channel when I know she comes back on. But I do know that ISIS is trying to claim it, but of course there's no grounding on that. But I think it's very, very important that we do send love out to one another right now, and especially in times like this. The one other thing that I'd like to kind of touch on is the different types of meditations that we all might be considering to do ourselves. Because when the collective consciousness is going through a tragedy like this, and I think this is something that we really can relate to, and it's something that we felt during 9/11. We feel it. There's just no way around not feeling it. And because of that, you need to be just cognizant of the fact that if you're in line shopping, if you're in the car driving, you know, just if you're out and about, then in all probability, people are going to be maybe a little bit more short-tempered, maybe a little bit more emotional. And to just be aware that it's just very important that you are kind to each other right now, and just really putting that energy out to one another. It's not easy when things like this happen, especially, and that's interesting that we're talking about what we are talking about today. There are so many more people who are sensitive today to the energies when things like this occur. And I know even, of course, now I work with people and I'm working with energies all the time, but it's just something to definitely be aware of as we make our way through our day. And I can't stress enough the love that we need to send one another. Okay, so that being said, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to jump into my own channel right here. Now, I know that we will break in a few minutes, but let's see. Well, today's topic, let's kind of talk about that.
You've got 3 minutes.
Oh, so I still have.
I'll go ahead and take it out at the 15-minute mark. So just talk for a few more minutes and we'll go to break.
Okay. All right. So I was just told to talk for a few more minutes and then we'll go to break. So that's fine by me. Beautiful thing about being a teacher for so many years is I have plenty to say. but the one thing that I've noticed, just being on the streets today, I had to pick a friend up from the airport, is people are driving really erratic, and I don't know if it may have something to do with the collective consciousness and the things that are going on in Manchester, but I specifically noticed that people were like coming up really close to people, were speeding by a lot, and it could just be that I'm in a different part of the country than I'm used to driving around in, but it is something that's just to be very aware of. So I would like to do one other thing before Julie, before we switch back to however we're going to do this. And I just want to do like a little mini grounding activity. And this is what I do with my clients before I sit with them. And even if you're driving right now as you're listening to this, you can do this. So I just want you to, if you are not driving, shut your eyes. If you are driving, keep your eyes open. But I just want you to right now take a deep breath in and release it. And I want you to picture a grounding cord going from the base of your spine all the way down into the earth, wrapping around the earth, and just centering you, grounding you, and making you feel like you're one with the earth. And I want you to take another deep breath in. And this time, as you're breathing in, I want you to bring in all of Earth's energy, all through that grounding cord and bring it all the way up your body until it gets to the top of your head. And then I want you to shoot that energy out the top of your head, sort of like you've just placed us in a giant protection bubble, because I think we really need that today. Take another deep breath in, bringing in all that lovely earth energy again. Bring it all the way up your body until it gets to the top of your head. And then I want you to blow it out again, making another giant protection bubble around us. Now, as you're watching the news tonight and you're feeling the stresses of the day, or maybe picking up the collective consciousness because so many more of us are aware of the unseen world, that you just picture that protection bubble surrounding you, basking you in God's love, and just making you strong right now. And just really enjoy that, kind of bask into that. And remember, when you go to bed tonight, you might want to release that grounding cord, but this is a lovely way to start each day, is just doing this little bit of an activity. So I'm assuming that Julie will come on next, so I will leave you now. And it was nice chatting with you.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm going to assume that Julie's still having technical difficulties, so I'll use this segment to do my channeling session. So welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Hopefully Julie will be able to figure out her technical difficulties so we can do this. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life readings, as well as my psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations in Los Angeles and other parts of the country as well. Currently, I'm working in Western New York, and I'll be here from May 15th to May 29th. Although I am totally booked for private readings the week of May 22nd, I will be back again in Western New York as well as Ontario, Canada, August 1st through the 21st. So if you are in that area and you would like to book a session, send me an email at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Now, aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also do small group readings and I teach classes. My next small group reading is with the lovely medium, Juliana Davis, in West LA, and that is on June 3rd. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And don't forget, we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057. You can call, I believe we're taking them in the last section, for mini psychic readings during the show. So please do call. Feel free. So let me switch gears here and ask Jacob to come forward as we discuss today's topic about are the dealings that you have going on dealing with mental issues, or is it really that you're just connecting into your psychic abilities? So let's see what he has to say on that. Hello and good day to you. We are pleased you have joined us today by thereby deciding you wish to enhance your knowledge and well-being. This is always a decision and does not just happen, so we commend you for doing the required work. The spiritual path of enlightenment is not an easy one. It takes much diligence, faith, and a certain level of surrender, one which many of you fight tooth and nail against due to your need to control all aspects of your life. When things occur that cannot be explained, it is more the norm on your planet to point to mental illness. And although we focused on your mental disorders this month, not all things labeled this way actually fall into that category. But rather, it is the way your mainstream society feels more comfortable labeling these issues. We witness how many of you know people who are medicated, and perhaps you yourself are, due to experiencing new, often uncontrollable, budding psychic gifts. We understand that in a world where so much of the unseen world is criticized, that much doubt is placed in this area. We fully acknowledge that there are some who do need certain treatments or medications because their minds have experienced traumas or maladies, but there are just as many, and often more in number, who are able to perceive a thinner veil with the real world around them, seeing far deeper than just the simple illusion presented. For those of you who deal with this at an early age, it can be terrifying. For often there is no one to speak with this about. For when you do, many go to the psychological aspect of it, when in reality that is not what is happening. Especially, we see your species dealing with this now on your planet as the veil is thinning, so more and more of your young people are experiencing psychic phenomenon at an early age. Some speak of it, but many others simply learn to fake it, but always wonder if they are mad or crazy. We are especially concerned about all the people who are medicated. Numbing these abilities will not truly help, but instead cause physical issues, masking the real gifts at hand, and thereby disallowing these people to learn how to cope, deal, grow and expand these budding gifts. Trying to plug up these gifts, much like putting a finger over a hole in a dam, will work for a time, but usually only cause it to burst out of control once the pressure builds. So we ask you to consider finding ways to work with these abilities, rather than trying to desperately cover them up. First of all, one must be able to recognize if what they have is a psychic awakening or a mental concern. This is often the biggest challenge due to the levels of overwhelm and anxiety dealing with psychic gifts can cause. People naturally have a tendency to fear what they don't know or understand. So the first part of this is understanding. As our channeler Susan experienced at a very early age, as she began to hear voices, at no time was there a negative slant to this, for it was never a single voice who scared her with negative talk or talk of any sort of harm, but rather a din of voices all speaking at once. So for those people starting to experience things like this, ask yourself, is there anything negative or self-harming about it? Because the spirit world is a loving, warm, high vibrational place and will not incite fear. The only fear that some will feel will come from self-instigated place where they can feel something is happening or a presence is nearby, so they then become frightened. But it's not actually an evil of any kind. Therefore, the first step is to be sure your own vibration is of a high caliber, since like attracts like, and as the veil thins, this is what you will attract. Many of the phenomena that people begin to see are visuals that appear like flashes, swirls, black areas, but often there are noises or sensations of not being alone. It is not that these things are suddenly beginning to occur, but simply that you are just becoming more aware of them. Once you begin to shift your awareness and become open to the idea that there is far more around, the more your conscious mind will allow you to see and experience. The main thing we ask you to consider when attempting to discern phenomenon from madness is the vibration behind it. Does the experience bring danger or fear, or does it bring love? There are many synchronicities and phenomena that happened all the time, like knowing who is on the phone, but humans often feel more comfortable playing that off as coincidence. So once you begin to open your mind to all the many possibilities, more will present themselves to you. Never forget, every human is indeed, as you call it, psychic. Much like your animals have what you call instinct, humans have intuition, and this is indeed the gateway for deeper levels of understanding. This often begins when people are more open to feeling things, frequently, such as the emotions of others. For those who do have natural empathic abilities, it can feel quite overwhelming to be out and about with others. Due to all the many sensations, it can feel frightening or put the person into overload if they do not know how to deal with this. And often, this is where we see people thinking there are issues with their mental stability, when in reality, simple techniques can be used. We ask you why you would wish to numb an aspect of yourself that could have the capabilities of actually bringing deeper levels of love and clarity into your life. Why not learn to find ways to allow it to work in your favor? You are blessed to be alive now at a time on your planet when things are much more open than in your previous darker ages, when people could have been persecuted for embracing their intuition. But due to many current belief systems, there are still those fear-mongers who will try to categorize all phenomenon into the category of mental illness, and this simply is not so. If you feel you or someone you know is experiencing a certain level of awakening, and many of you are, we suggest a few things to help this transition period. First, if you are on medications, we ask you to look at alternative possibilities, for as we have said, many more of you are taking medications than should be. For those of you who are empaths and have the daily challenge of feeling not only your emotions, but those emotions of everyone around you, we tell you there is much that can be done to make things more tolerable. First of all, clear off the leftover energy of others that may energetically be stuck to you. This can be achieved with clearing your space periodically with certain incense like sage or Palo Santo, and your physical body with salt baths. Once you are back to your own base point, then we suggest you find ways to protect your energy space with the use of visualization techniques and crystals, since for those of you who are sensitives, these can offer much help. Due to the thinning of the dimensional veil on your planet, there is much information that is available for free on your planet, so learn to take advantage of this. Knowledge is indeed power, and learning ways to clean your energy and keep your vibration high will also promote the growth of your newfound gifts. These need not be feared, but rather embraced as new techniques you can put in place to make your lives easier. These sixth senses are your natural birthright, so why not use them to not only promote your own understanding of yourself, but your understanding of those around you. It is time to step away from the previous practices of numbing these abilities and to step forward toward them in your future. There will be many jobs soon opening up where the use of these gifts are utilized and seen as nothing more than a skill, like one is a good writer, orator, or a person who is good with numbers. Embrace the awareness shift. Learn as much as you can about it, for this natural gift is yours and is just beginning. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for our next segment when I think, I'm not sure right now, Julie will be doing her channel for us, or we may be analyzing mine, or I may just be talking to you again. We'll see. Thank you for being with us today.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
and then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday. As I'm going to be channeling Archangel Metatron here for the third segment. That was our lovely Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. Amazing messages that came through today. And I was just having some technical difficulty during the first segment, and I have everything figured out, and I'm back and excited to channel some beautiful messages coming up from Archangel Metatron. And don't forget, we are taking live calls during our last segment. Our fourth segment, we'll be doing a free psychic reading for a lucky listener. If you want to dial in at 1-202-570-7057, we'll be doing a free psychic or medium reading. Or if you've got any questions about spiritual awakening and mental health, we would love, love, love to be here for you to assist you with that today. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump in and get started with the channeling with Archangel Metatron. I'm just going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower energies and create a pure sacred space for our channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here on this beautiful morning, assisting you in your ascension, your spiritual awakening. For you are needed now more than ever. Your light, your love, your magnificence. So allow yourself to relax, drifting deeper and deeper into this beautiful healing space that is being created for you right now. And feel the energy of the Pleiadians as they move in to assist us today with this expansion. And today we come to talk to you about spiritual awakening versus mental illness. It is a difficult issue, especially when it comes to children. Your medical community is quick to dispense medication, but it does behoove you to do your own research, to be your own advocate. Medication is a last resort, not a first response. So as you become aware that things are changing in your reality, it is an opportunity for you to go deeper and study and learn and utilize the resources available to you for your growth and expansion. So instead of suddenly, immediately thinking that there is something wrong with you or with your child, we invite you to explore the possibility that this just might be a spiritual awakening. Because the veil is lifting, your psychic abilities are opening. Your mediumship capabilities are expanding. And as there are loved ones near you that cross over to the other side, they continue to offer a portal to you that continues to open to this new ability that you have. We implore you to tune in and connect with like-minded people. We encourage you to seek out communities that will support you in your awakening. And certainly, if you desire to consult with your medical community, or your mental health community, please do what you feel appropriate, but do not be exclusive to one or the other. Educate yourself, because knowledge is power. You are constantly guided and guarded over. And as this veil continues to thin, your intuition, your instincts will continue to expand. So you will be shown, you will be told, you will be guided to the perfect people, the perfect communities that will help you to make sense of the craziness that may be occurring within your newfound reality of awakening. You are well cared for. Remember, it is unfolding exactly as planned. Your expansion was planned long before you arrived in this body on this planet. You are ready. The time is now. Step into all soul that you came here to experience. Do not be afraid. And be careful not to use medication or drugs or alcohol to mask and numb these beautiful experiences that are helping to bring you to the next level of being on this planet. And we also want you to know that if things are going too fast in your reality, you can simply ask your spiritual counsel to slow down. You are never forced into awakening. You have total and full control over the speed at which this occurs. And if you are ready now to take this experience to the next level, simply repeat after me. Ascending, ascending, ascending. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com. And you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. Coming up in our next segment, we will be talking, discussing the channeled messages here from Archangel Metatron with our lovely Susan Schuler, who channels Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And thank you, Julie, for that beautiful message from Archangel Metatron. Normally, I channel first, but today, Metatron had a different plan. So we have a caller. Yay! We have Tara from California. Hey, Tara.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I am awesome. Awesome. And we would love to assist you if you have any questions or comments about our show today.
Well, I'm just kind of calling in for Angel Tuesday, kind of looking to see if I can get a reading.
Absolutely. What can we help you with today?
Well, I was kind of wondering about my love life and maybe a little bit about work.
Okay, and we'll do one question. So do you want to do work or love life?
Okay, let's do love life.
Love life. All right. Did you have any specific questions about your love life? Otherwise, I did pull a card.
Nothing really specific. I kind of just wondering what's going to happen. I'm not really dating anybody right now. I came out of a long relationship, and I have a child with the person. So I'm just kind of wondering what, if anything, is going to happen, maybe when.
Certainly, certainly. Well, the card that comes up for you from the romance deck is free yourself. It's time to take back control of your life. So this card absolutely makes sense, especially if you just came out of a long relationship. This is actually a thumbs up from your angels that you did the right thing, that you're on the right path, and that you're doing everything perfectly. Also, what this card indicates is that this is not a good time to start a new relationship, that right now you need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on healing and creating a beautiful, independent life where you are the star of the stage. And so there's no rush, no hurries to find love again. As a matter of fact, I'm actually seeing that this is a time to step away from any engagements or entanglements and really just be free and enjoy being free. It's almost like when someone passes, they always say, wait a year before you do anything drastic or enter into any relationships. That's kind of what I'm seeing with you too. It's really, really important that you take this time to honor yourself and get back fully into your own power before you engage in another relationship. Susan, any thoughts on this?
Yes, many. Hi, Tara, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, to me, you show up as stuck, which makes perfect sense, but it's also like you're licking your wounds. Now, Julie said, and I absolutely agree with it, this is not a good time for you to consider like a new relationship. I'm seeing a meaningful long-term relationship coming forward, 2 to 3 years, and I'm really drawn to 3 years, and I know it might seem like forever right now, but like Julie said, it just doesn't feel like now's the time. You're recalibrating your life. And you don't feel like a dater to me. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we'll read for people and they just feel like serial daters. You feel more like the type of person who it's like you kind of go for periods of time without going out with anyone when you were single. Yeah. And then it's like you meet somebody and it's sort of like, okay, it's here. And that's exactly how I see this future relationship going. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. And it doesn't even feel like I wouldn't even get into online dating. I don't know that you need to be that assertive about it when the time comes. It feels like it's just going to present itself in a more natural type of way. The person that I feel like is coming through feels to me really stable, really responsible, truly a rock. And I feel like it's going to be a very good fit for you because of this, because I don't necessarily feel like the past relationship was as much of a rock as you could have used. Do you understand that?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why it just feels like it's sort of like, okay, I saw that side of the coin. Now I'm ready to see this other side of the coin. And that's exactly what you're going to get from that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Awesome, Tara. Thank you so much for calling in today, and we wish you a beautiful day.
Thank you.
All right, Susan, let's go ahead and jump into a discussion, quick discussion on our channeled messages. We just have a few minutes here. And we'll start with you, Susan, since you started. Susan, you there?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. All right, yeah, Jacob was on fire, and it was so interesting to listen to the messages. Some that really, really popped out at me was, the dealing with these issues at a young age, and I know Metatron touched on that too, that right now, especially children are really being impacted by this new energy. And the more that we can educate ourselves as parents and become aware of what's going on, the less likely we are to jump into that fear-based paranoia of, oh my gosh, you know, my child's going crazy type of a thing.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I don't know if you've felt this with your own personal readings, but I've noticed probably within the last year a huge jump in parents talking to me about this. In fact, I'm teaching a class in Lilydale next summer on having kids embrace their abilities, and I think I'm going to add to that a course for parents to deal with their kids' abilities, because
Perfect.
I just don't think that there's anything like this, and parents,
exactly,
they need to know.
Absolutely, and especially parents who are not awakened, especially parents who are more conservative and are more, I don't want to say narrow-minded, but aren't involved or aware of what's going on in the spiritual community. So absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, it's a wake-up call for them as well when all of a sudden they have a child who can see spirits and talk to spirits. It forces them into a spiritual awakening because they want to help their child. They want to be there to support their child, and they're, you know, certainly don't want their child in an institution or medicated. So it kind of forces upon them a spiritual awakening. So I think that's awesome, Susan, to offer a class for parents. Absolutely. And another point that Jacob made is that one of the biggest challenges is discerning between mental illness and spiritual awakening. And he actually did give a very specific question to ask yourself, which I think this is huge, absolutely huge. Ask yourself, is there anything negative or self-harming? The spirit world is very loving and will never, ever, 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 ever instigate fear.
Right. And it, you know, it's interesting too, because I don't know how it was for you, but I know when I was younger and I felt spirit, it terrified me. And it took me many, many years to differentiate the fact that it was just the feeling that I got, like, okay, there's somebody here that's with me, that scared me. It wasn't actually the individual or the spirit person who I was with.
Absolutely. The first time I encountered Metatron, I was scared to death. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know who you are, but stay away from me. And I think it was almost even, I want to say, a couple years. And I did a lot of research. I joined some groups, learned more about who he was and what was happening to me. It was a couple years before I was actually open and ready to receive him more completely, the energy and that ability. But yeah, and that's the discernment. Is this a spiritual being, or is this a lower energy? And just because you're feeling afraid and fearful doesn't mean that it's a lower energy. It can simply mean that you are beginning to, that awareness of what's going on around you, and our ego automatically goes to fear.
Right, right. And I also loved like what Metatron said about it is unfolding exactly as planned, and that your expansion was planned.
I love that too.
I mean, seriously, because to me it's one of those things where you're like, okay, so I did ask for this. This is, and then also the fact that you said, he said later on, like, and if it's going too fast, just say slow down. You know, it's like we have more control than we realize. And I mean, I've got I have one friend in particular who's very, very gifted, but she can't even open up the dryer without spirit people popping in there. You know what I mean? So there is a level that you kind of have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you can control it. It's like that volume control. All right. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk. Don't forget to join us in the break room. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is a psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler, helping you connect with your own angelic team.